You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I got a little present for you before we get started.
What'd you bring? What do you have?
I brought a present because I came back to Denver. I'm in Denver all this week, and we are supposed to do a happy hour on Friday.
We are. Location TBD.
Let me tell you something about the location thing.
Let me tell you about Thornton.
Can we just talk about this? I have insisted we have got to thank all of our listeners in Thornton because we hear from people all the time and they are, you know, they're always saying, Dom, what do you say it's Thornton where we eat our dead? So I'm like, we've got to do one of our happy hours in Thornton. Finding a location has been a little challenging.
So I would say if anyone has any recommendations, feel free to text us. I want some recommendations.
No, and I'll tell you why that's a no.
Why?
Because all we're going to get is people just picking the spot that's a block from their house so it's convenient for them, but it wouldn't be right for us for what we're looking for. Don't do that. But they're going to. As soon as you say, give me a recommendation, it won't fit what we're looking for, which is a big open bar space.
As long as it's in Thornton, right? And yes, a little bit of room, and it's not a biker bar.
I like biker bars, though.
I don't know if that's our crowd, though.
But I like biker
bars. You want to bring your kids down.
It's not like nobody's going to get hurt.
You have to wear a bandana to get in.
No, I like biker bars. Anyway, I know we're going to get inundated with requests of where we go for our happy hour on Friday. That's fine, but it just has to be a pretty good space. It can't be a small... There's got to be enough room for a lot of people to mingle. Not chairs and tables. We stand for
Yeah, because people show up to these things. I mean, we'll have a lot of people. There's a line usually. So.
Especially in Thornton, where they eat their dead. They will come out. They will represent. Because if not, we'll never go back.
Which is fine.
Oh, shit. Are you ready for your present?
Yes. What do you have?
Let me ask you, have you been a good boy?
I feel like I have been.
Probably not, though.
No, pretty good. I'm 80% good.
Something that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
And I brought it for you all the way from my house. And for you, good news for you, it's hermetically sealed. Close your eyes and hold out your hand.
All right.
Close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
And there.
Hell yeah, that's right.
I brought Jeremy a bar of soap.
I totally forgot we talked about this. The Coast Classic Scent, the original eye opener.
Correct. That soap will get you some action with your wife. I'm telling you right now.
I wish she had brought me two.
Take a sniff of that soap.
It rinses germs away. Yeah. It's a refreshing deodorant soap.
I just consider it the greatest bar of soap ever.
Smells That's good. A good sniffing
great
soap.
Great scent, man. I'm telling you, she will be all over you.
It's a good soap.
Yeah.
Does this leave any sort of film?
No,
on
and that's why I like it.
Okay.
Because it is a non-filmy soap. That's why I chose it.
Oh, this is nice.
Anyway, there you go. That's
it's ocean friendly, it says, too.
All right. I want you to use that when do you shower? Tonight or tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll use it tonight. I'll toss it in there.
There you go.
I'll give it a rub.
The only news I've got really from the week off is I just got a lot of work done. I've got the sixth Eric Swan thriller novel. Comes out a week from today. And so I've been spending the last week doing a lot of stuff with that, the audiobook and stuff like that. So I've been busy. However, I will tell you that the highlight and or low light of my week off included, I'll have to show you a photo. This is back into my reality.
Oh, did you fall down again?
I fell down again.
Stop running. It's, you're going to kill yourself.
It's trail running. And at the brunch that I was at yesterday with a bunch of people, there were a bunch of nods around the table because a lot of them are trail runners. And they're like, yep. Trail running, you fall. You trip over stuff because you're running. It's not flat, smooth trails. These are rocky, root-covered trails.
Find concrete, man.
And no, I'm not going to do that. I love trail running. So here's what I did, and you are going to get a big laugh out of this. I'm tired of scraping up my knees and shins and having blood everywhere. So I ordered a set of, knee pads for runners.
For God's sakes.
I know it. So, you think about when you go to watch a volleyball game and the high school girls all have the knee pad things on for playing volleyball. It's like that, but supposedly flexible so that you can run in them.
That's cute.
But if you go down, you will not tear yourself up like I do when I fall.
Very wise.
So I'm just I'm at the point where I don't care how many stupid looks I get on the trail.
Obviously.
Right. Yes.
Hey, there goes knee pad guy again. Coming through! tripping hazards. Oh, God.
So anyway, that's
don't ever hang out with me again. I'm not going to happy hour. I dare you to wear those to the happy hour, though.
Oh, they're back at my house. I think they arrived after I got here in Colorado, so I don't get to wear them this week. And they might be horrible. I might wear them once and never wear them again, but I want to try something.
That's good.
I'm also going to get the little wrist guard hand things,
of course
too.
You are, yeah. Get your elbow pads, too.
What do you... Somebody told me, are you going to wear a helmet? I'm like, no. I haven't been taking the brunt of the falls with my head.
Not yet.
It's bloody to run trails, man. It is bloody.
Oh, I can't stop smelling this soap.
All right, so what do you got? Highlights?
Highlights. Well,
Wait a minute.
What?
Did you go up in the arch?
Yes. So we hit 5 states, traveled 2,300 miles, you know, half of Colorado, and then through Nebraska into the Quad Cities of Iowa, you know, on the Mississippi, down through Illinois, over through Missouri, through Kansas, and then back to Colorado. Mm-hmm. Everything from, you know, we went on boat rides on the Mississippi. We did a big 4th of July party with some live music. Did the small town 4th of July parade out there, which was just so freaking charming. We went out to see my wife's side of the family. She lives out there, first of all. We hadn't been out there in 5 years, believe it or not. So we were due. And I was like, you know, while we're out here, can we just go do something else while we're out this way? So we ended up zipping down to Springfield, Illinois to check out Lincoln's tomb and the burial ground. And Lincoln's there and his wife and three of the four kids are there. Awesome. I mean, just something about being at that tomb kind of gave you chills. Very cool piece of American history to see. We also went down and saw his house that he lived in until he moved to Washington to become president.
Was it a log cabin?
No, it's actually a very, he was a very well-to-do, you know, lawyer in Springfield, and it was quite a large house that they added on to like 3 or 4 times. So it was a very, very cool house. But yeah, then we made our way into St. Louis, did the City Museum down there, and if you're not familiar, look that up. It's like Meow Wolf on steroids.
Oh.
It's like this giant old abandoned, you know, I don't know what it is, 20-story apartment building that they've gutted and put in all sorts of art decor and slides and all. There's a 10-story slide in there that we went down, which is absolutely insane.
I gotta do that.
And then, yeah, we made our way to the arch, Dom, and pictures don't do it justice. That monument is massive. And we got in the little capsule to go all the way up to the top. 4 minutes up, 3 minutes down is all it takes. But while you're up there, it is terrifying. Terrifying. It feels like a death trap.
I was up there. I thought it was wonderful.
Terrifying.
What did you not like about it?
Slightly windy, so you could feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it shift. Yeah.
Mostly because you're almost 700 feet in the air with nothing underneath you. Nicole was like crying while she was up there. She got terrified. She was holding back tears. Like, she's like, don't take pictures of me. As soon as we got off the elevator to walk, you know, into the viewing area, the little park ranger guy that's up there looked at Nick Nack and said, ma'am, are you not doing well? If you're not doing well, make your way to the center and just stand where it's the most flat and don't look out the windows. And it was a lot of, ma'am, are you doing okay? I thought she was going to hurl. I really did.
Wow.
But yeah, but just cool experience, though. I mean, it's like one of those things that you say, well, I've done it now. I don't ever need to go
back.
You
kind of?
Ever need to go back. Ever.
I mean, I've only been up in the arch one time. Yeah. I had a great time. But do you kind of wish that Nicole had puked?
I wish she had puked.
If she had puked in the arch, I mean, then you got a story. And I know Nicole's listening right now. She's saying, shut up, Dom. But I mean, really, if she had puked in the arch, you'd have a story to tell forever.
Yeah, absolutely. People,
anytime you see a movie and there's the arch, you could turn to a friend and say, "Hey, threw up.
I puked in there." So we did that. We went all through St. Louis, saw the Cardinals Stadium, and then we made our way to Grant's Farm, which is Ulysses S. Grant's farm, and that's where the Budweiser Clydesdale horses are stored. Mm. And again, talk about an incredible experience.
They're big.
Seeing those giant, majestic horses, who are the most pampered horses on the planet. Mm. They have their own eye doctor, dentist, chiropractor. They get like baths twice a week. brushed.
So we want to live like a Clydesdale.
The woman that was giving the tour, she's like, I'll be honest with you, these horses have better health care than I do. They are very well, very well taken care of. But very, very cool. One last observation, and I want to know if you, if Gretchen is like this, or if any of the ladies you've ever been with is like this, are like this. Are they state sign picture takers?
Let's come back and talk about that.
It's the most annoying thing on the planet.
We'll come back and talk about that. So tell me about this sign picture taking.
My wife is one of those people that has to take a picture of the state sign as you cross the border.
So you have to pull over at each one?
We did. Luckily, on this trip, a lot of them were up on, like, bridges because you're crossing rivers when you go into the other states.
Yeah.
So we couldn't. But it was, like, poised and ready and watching on the GPS, like, a countdown, like, how close we're getting, you know?
That's great. Like, do you have to slow down?
And I had to slow down, even if you got a trucker riding your butt, you know? She's like, slow down, slow down, slow down. I got to get the picture of Missouri. But, you know, going west, if we go west through, you know, Utah, Nevada, all that, California, you can get out. And like last summer, we actually had to, I mean, we were making time, Dom. We had to slam on the brakes and pull over
and
so everybody
pose,
could run out
you
and
had to
get
pose
pictures.
In front of the sign.
Gosh.
The welcome to Utah
it
sign.
It drives me insane. So when I started looking, you know, at the map on where the state lines were on this trip, and a lot of them were over the rivers, I was like, oh, thank God, because we can just keep going, and she can try to snap the picture, and she got them all.
Let me ask you something. If she's gotten, let's say, does she only have to do that once, or every time you take a different trip to Utah, she has to get another photo with different clothes?
Every time. I mean, we took a picture of the Colorado sign coming back into Colorado.
Why? Why? You live here.
Side note, CDOT, the one coming in, you know, from the east on I-70, the colorful part is all smashed up. So it just says, welcome to
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
Can I also say something else? I don't think the welcome to Colorado signs are ever very attractive anyway. This state could do a lot better with its welcome to.
I think ours is one of the best.
Oh, I don't.
Really?
Mm-mm.
After seeing just ones that are just metal signs up high?
I know, but I've
ours
seen
ours is wood. It looks
I've
carved.
Seen a whole bunch of them around the country, man, and they are... But I think they put Colorado's to shame.
Really?
Just this big brown welcome. And it says, welcome to colorful Colorado, and it's
that
brown.
That's the problem. Like, every time you come into Colorado, it is not colorful at all.
That's what I'm saying. They need to do something with the signs.
We need a new slogan.
Let me ask you also, here's something else before we go to break. Regarding signs, is there anybody in your family who is a sign out loud reader? What I mean by that is, I used to have a brother-in-law, whenever you were on road trips or going anywhere, if he was someplace he'd never been before, and he's like sitting in the passenger seat or in the back seat, he reads aloud all the signs that he sees.
Really?
Yeah, like...
That's annoying.
Not like, you know, exit, you know, in 4 miles, but he'll, you know, see something like, you know...
The so-and-so memorial monument.
Exactly. Yeah. And he reads aloud all of the signs.
Oh, God, that's annoying.
And I know we got
people. Damned.
I know we got people listening.
Eisenhower up.
Exactly.
Presidential libraries up ahead.
That's right. Oh, Coors Brewery. tours available.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
And I know we got people listening right now who, if they're not sign readers, they are married to or they travel with someone
people.
Who's a sign reader out loud. It's just you want to turn to you and say, look, can you just read that to yourself?
Yeah, please do.
I don't need you to narrate this trip for us.
Yes, I see that the presidential library is up ahead. Next left.
And partly all you can do is say, bless their heart, but...
Hey, all I know is I got a bunch of pictures of signs on my phone that I don't know if I'll ever look at.
You won't do anything with them ever.
That's my thing, too. I was like, what are you going to do with these? She's like, well, one day we'll make a book and we'll put pictures of all the signs.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
You never
will. Your years of scrapbooking stuff is piled up in the basement. You haven't touched it in 15 years.